Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally. It all starts tomorrow night. Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies and the Dodgers. Hugh, we've made it. Red October is here, and the path to the World Series starts tomorrow night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, cuffing season is upon us. Make sure you pick the right one. That's how this thing goes.
That's the message this morning?
I'm just saying, make sure you pick the right one.
Okay, well, we've picked the right one. We've picked the Phillies here to win this series and to move on. Hugh, we got a lot to talk about today. Today is one of those days. I was so excited. You know, I'm excited every day to do the show, but I was particularly excited for today because, you know, not only do we get to be here at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally and to kind of get everyone in this city ready for what should be an incredible atmosphere tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park, but this is it. I mean, we've talked about this with this team since spring training, that all of us, and I think the players, you have felt, this is it, right? This is probably their last shot.
Yes, babe. Maybe the last time,
and
man.
Probably their last shot together, right?
Yeah.
If not the last shot for the franchise in a while, the last shot together. This group, and Hugh, they've been knocking on this door, trying to knock this thing down and bring a parade here for four Octobers now. And this is the one where I feel like we have the most confidence for good reason going in. This team has played their best baseball the last month and a half.
Yes.
And it just feels like they're ready for this moment. And boy, do they have to be, because the challenge tomorrow night, Hugh, is a real one, the Los Angeles Dodgers. How you feeling as we start off the Red October Rally?
I feel good. You see my shirt. I got my Believe shirt on.
That's right.
I mean, I believe. I feel real good about this, man. It's time. You know, when you talk about the past and what this team has done, and you talk about last year, they kind of limped into this.
Yes, they did.
And we didn't believe that was the case.
Yeah, we had our head in the sand last year.
Yeah, until we actually saw. But they've been playing good baseball down the stretch. They handled the Dodgers in the last series that they played them in. So I feel real good about this.
Yeah, I can't wait. And tomorrow night, it's Christopher Sanchez. It is Shohei Ohtani. We got an incredible show lined up with so many great guests. You guys with us as well. 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly and Al Morgani going to join us in a few minutes here live at Stateside. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we will have the High Hopes guys, James Seltzer and Jack Fritz will be with us. At 11:30, Philly shortstop, batting title, National League batting champion, Trey Turner will call in and be a part of the show. Scott Fransky at 12, as always on a Friday, Ben Davis, Devin Caney. Hugh, we will end the show today with Big Game Dante, which lets you know how big this is.
Yeah, he's coming out. Like, I'm telling you, man, it won't be long now. This will probably be the last time we get to break bread with Big Game Dante.
Well, Big Game Dante is going to be
he's
doing the anthem inside the stadium soon, but he's with us today to round this out. All right, Hugh, let's get into this and how this is going to go and really what has to go right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, this you kind of look at these two teams, and I look at them as the two best teams overall in baseball in terms of just the roster depth, in terms of their offense 1-9, in terms of their pitching staffs. These are the best two rosters in baseball. They go head-to-head in the division series. Hugh, when you look at this thing, when you look at this series and how it's going to play out, how it could play out, who are you putting this on to carry the day, to be the, you know, next, if it goes five, and we come in here two Mondays from now, we're talking about the Phillies going to the NLCS. What part of this team drove them? Is it the offense? Is it the bats, Hugh Douglas, or is it the pitching? Who are you putting it on to carry the day?
It has to be the bats, Joe. It has to be the best. I did a little homework when I was talking about when we did this.
You know, analytics, you know, Douglas,
yeah, you
over
know,
here.
I don't like to do too much
baseball
homework,
guy.
Man. But, you know, when you talk about last year, 2024, stranded 26 runners in four games.
Why you got to bring up bad memories?
No, I'm just saying that has been the issue. And then let's talk about 2023.
Oh, no.
In the seven-game series, you stranded 46 runners.
Yeah, I felt all those, too.
No. And that has been the issue when we talk about what has happened. I remember vividly in that Arizona series. People are mad at Rojas because the bat was on his shoulder in a position that he, you know, if you're being honest, he shouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
You know, to help, you know, keep the drive alive and try to win that game. Shouldn't have been in that situation. But that's what we have. So, yes, to me, it's on the hitting. It's definitely on the hitting.
Look, the hitting has to produce. They cannot go as cold as they have in recent postseasons. So I think we all feel that to an extent. And they have a deeper lineup now than they have, I would say, any time since 22 ended. They have a deeper lineup now. And the fact that, you know, when Topper speaks today, and we'll carry his press conference live in the 1 o'clock hour, when Topper speaks, he's going to be asked who's hitting fourth, who's hitting sixth. I mean, they have a lot of options now. And last year, you mentioned those stats from last year, Hugh. Castellanos was the cleanup hitter last year. He's probably not even in the lineup in three or four of these games. That shows how much this thing has changed and how much deeper they are. So I'm not going to disagree with you. The offense has to be better situationally. But for me, it comes down to this. The Phillies pitching has to do what they are tasked to do, which is keep this thing close enough in the early innings so we can – if there's a weak – if the biggest weakness I see of either team in this series is the Dodgers bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to that series in Los Angeles in late September where the Phillies clinched the NL East, they didn't score any runs off the Dodgers starters. None. I mean, they got shut down by Snell and by Ohtani, and Sheehan came in. But they got to the Dodgers bullpen. And the only way that formula works is if the Phillies starters keep the game close. The Dodgers just scored 18 runs in two games against the Reds. And I know we'll say the Reds are not really a playoff team. Well, they have some good pitching. The Reds are not.
Yeah, some good young pitching.
Yes, the Reds didn't make the playoffs on their bats. They made the playoffs on their arms. And the Dodgers crushed them. Hunter Green might win a Cy Young one day, and he got knocked around in the game one of that playoff series. The Dodgers' bats are red hot right now. They've got Hall of Famers in that lineup. I need the Phillies pitching to hold them down, keep this thing tight, so then we could get to the Dodgers' bullpen. And I heard Larry Anderson a couple days ago on WIP talking to the afternoon show about what we're going up with that Dodgers rotation right now. Here's L.A. on the pitching.
Well, the Dodgers, I mean, you look at the rotation now. I mean, they got guys healthy, and we didn't do a whole lot against their starters at that series out in L.A. We won 2 out of 3, but that was against their bullpen, basically. Their starters shut us down. Again, that's, you know, it's not the playoffs. It might have been a playoff atmosphere out there, but it's not the playoffs. And coming home and starting against those guys, their starting pitchers have been phenomenal of late. They really have. But the Phils can hit them. I mean, if they go out there and they get their minds together and their bats together, they can do some damage. So I'm confident that no matter what happens, they're definitely, it's going to be a battle.
Well, it will. And LA is right about the Dodgers pitching. It's really good. Their starting pitching is their strongest point right now. And look, I need the Phillies offense to hit? Sure. And I need them to get enough runs. But I'm putting this on the pitching. We have a top five Cy Young guy in Christopher Sanchez. He's going to pitch 2 of the 5 games in this series. We have a deep rotation even without Zach Wheeler. And I go back to this. The biggest move the Phillies made was for
Johan Duran.
And he has been really good as a Philly. Mm-hmm. But I think he's had a couple moments that some people are like, I don't know.
Maybe we got the wrong guy.
Yeah, or he's blown a couple saves. And,
yeah.
And here's what I need him to be in this series. I need Duran to be perfect. Not good, not pretty good. I need Johan Duran to be perfect in this series. Every time he comes in, there needs to be a zero on the board for the Dodgers. I don't care if it's Ohtani coming up or Betts coming up or Freeman. You mentioned maybe getting the wrong guy. Look, I'm happy with Duran, but Mason Miller was the other pitcher that was traded,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And his team lost, but not because of him in the first round. He came into that series against the Cubs the last couple days and was as dominant as any relief pitcher you'll ever see. I mean, 5 guys, 5 batters, 5 strikeouts. Dominance. Total zeros up on the board. I need that from Duran. These games are going to be tight. These games are going to be close. I need the Phillies pitching from the starters to the bullpen to slow down an incredible Dodgers offense. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is our Red October Rally. We're at Stateside Live. Come on down. Hugh, today's going to be a party-like atmosphere here. This is going to be awesome today.
Yes, it is. You know what? Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I forgot we were having a party.
Yeah, a little today. Behind the scenes.
Justin and Max and all the young guys were laughing at me.
Yeah, Kyle, as we were getting ready for the show today, Hugh was like, why are they setting up? Is this a dress rehearsal for tomorrow?
And
I said, Hugh,
you?
This is a rally.
No, like, no.
This is a party.
We've
of our listeners.
We've had this planned for a while now.
Can I give you a little insight? I had a lot going on the last couple of days. Mm. You know, I've been hail diving, been doing that, and there's some other stuff.
Yeah, you got to stop doing
it's
that.
Some other stuff that was going on. I haven't been down the Stateside in a long time. This is nice.
Oh, it's awesome.
Forgot how nice this was, man. And then they rebranded everything. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So
we meet before the show every day and talk about these things.
Can I finish what I was saying?
No.
But what I'm saying is they're building some new construction. It's like a lot going on down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought the place was buzzing for tomorrow.
Mm.
And Joe was like, what are we doing? What? This is for the day. And I was like, oh, okay.
So, right, yeah. My favorite was, is this a dress rehearsal for tomorrow? No, we're here live.
Can I go now?
Yeah, you can talk.
Okay, we meet before the show every day and talk about these things.
I'm just
saying. He's dead right. I mean, this has been part of the meeting the entire week that we're going to be here for the rally.
Every now and then, I mean,
the Red October rally.
Every now and then, I don't, you know, you say stuff, Kyle, and it goes in one ear.
I mean, sometimes we're talking about the show, and you're talking about some lady growing M&Ms on her flat top.
M&Ms.
Yeah, on the flat top, on the black top.
Yeah,
right?
She was cooking M&Ms.
It seems like they would all melt. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Who are you putting this series on? The pitching or the hitting? All right, Hugh, you said it's the hitting for you, so give me your guy. Who's the X Factor? Who's the Hugh Douglas X Factor?
You know what's funny?
The bat that's going to have to make this go.
You know what's funny? And I was thinking about this as soon as you said it.
Yep.
I usually go with my gut on this because when we were having this conversation, I was paying attention for this because you asked me, say, who do I feel is going to be the guy that's going to have that moment. Now, when you asked the question, I was trying to figure out, is it the series moment or the moment for tomorrow?
Okay. Who'd you come up with?
I came up with Alec Bohm.
Really?
I came up with Alec Bohm because of the tumultuous season that it started out as. And I would even go as far to say last year when there was a lot of conversation about him potentially not being here.
Well, remember, he got benched in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Yes. So I feel like this is a moment for him to kind of redeem himself and be that guy that we wanted him to be. You know, he was a big part of the daycare a couple years ago. So when I thought about it, this is the vision that I had in my head, people. The day of the parade, you know, he's the guy that's sitting up there and he has his Chase Utley moment. That's kind of how it played out in my head. You know, big, tall kid, good-looking kid, Chase Utley moment, and talk about how much he loved being here in Philly and glad he's here, stuff like that. Yeah, I kind of play these things in my head, try to speak him into
it. It's like a whole movie in your
head. Yeah, whole movie.
You know what? I kind of like that you went with, you didn't go with one of the bigger names, right?
I started to.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what everyone's got on their X Factor as well for this series and who it really is on. But I'm going to give you a pitcher because, to me, it's going to be on the Phillies pitching to hold down in all – I mean, let's just be clear about what the Dodgers have. Their top three is all-time stuff. I mean, all those guys are going to the Hall of Fame. Ohtani's going to the Hall of Fame. Betts going to the Hall of Fame. Freeman is. So that's what we have to hold down and keep them in check for five games. I'm going to give you an X factor that it's almost like we forget about him until we need him. Matt Strom. Remember Matt Strom last year when the Dodgers came in here two Julys ago? He shut down Shohei Ohtani, and he's done that, and the Phillies have done that. For as great as Ohtani is, Hugh, the Phillies have had a way of controlling him. You look at his numbers in his career against the Phillies, it's pretty pedestrian. And part of me wonders how long that can continue, but just give me five more games of it. And Strom's been a big part of it. Strom, in the last 2 years against the Dodgers, seven games, four of the 23 batters have reached. So 19 of 23, he's retired. And he's done a really good job on Ohtani. There's going to be moments in the seventh or eighth inning of this series where Ohtani and Betts and Freeman are coming up, and Matt Strom's going to have the ball in his hands, and he's going to have to get big outs. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Who are you putting this on? Is it on the Phillies' bats? Is it on the arms? We'll go to the phone lines here in a second. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as we are here? It is officially Red October.
Yeah, Douglas is spitting truth yet again today.
Wow, this is not a good sign. You guys keep agreeing.
No, wait a minute, Kyle. It's Friday. We can't agree on Friday.
Yeah, man. No, come on, Hugh. I mean, it's Red October, buddy. Like, this is the dawn of a new era. The Phillies are going to do this, dude. I don't expect the Dodgers to put up eight runs like they did on the Reds. And I don't expect the Phillies to hang eight runs on the Dodgers. So it's not about, like, a crazy hitting output. It's just about the timely stuff, sort of like what he was saying with the runners in scoring position. Like when Alec Bohm gets to the plate, I think that's a good X factor too, Hugh. When they got guys on base and Alec Bohm comes up in the four spot, get him in. I mean, like the Phillies need to cash in when they have runners in scoring position because like the Dodgers probably will. I mean, I'm expecting some like 4-3 games, stuff like that. Like the hitting just needs to come through in timely fashion. I look at some of the like lineup projections that we might be dealing with here. And it just looks deeper than it has in years past. I mean, with Bader, Marsh hitting the way he's hitting, and even Bryson Stott. Like, I like the fact that Bryson Stott's hitting in the nine hole. He's kind of going to be my X factor because I was thinking Alec Bohm too. But Bryson Stott down at nine. Like, if you can turn the lineup over with the way that he's hitting, then I really like our chances in this one.
Yeah, the Stott one's a good one. Dad strength, Bryce has thought. Since his kid was born in late July, he's been, I mean, that's the Stott we all hope for the last few years. He's been that for the past few months. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Don't forget, we're broadcasting at Stateside Live. It's not a dress rehearsal. You are invited. Everyone is invited down here. 94 WIP's Red October Rally. How about this, too, Hugh? Tomorrow, the first 2015 guest will enjoy a free Stateside vodka cocktail starting at 2 p.m.
Oh,
in honor.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's get down here. In honor of Stateside being founded right here in Philly in 2015. And by the way, if you are coming down, because, again, it's not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. It is our rally. Come on down, hang out today. You can park in the S lot today. Walk directly across the street to Stateside Live. Come on down. 215-592-9494. Starting us off. Well, hold on a second. Guys, should it be Will?
He did a good job yesterday.
Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, sure.
You know what? Will, you earned it. Will, you're up first on a Red October Friday.
Hey, baby. Happy Fantastic Five, you dream team. Listen, this is what's about to go down. We got a doubleheader. We got to – come on, baby. Where's my music? Let's go, baby. You know, it's Fozzy. This is High Tech. Listen, we got a doubleheader. We got the Fratton Phillies on Friday – I mean, Saturday. And we got the Eagles on Sunday, baby. We're going to double up now. And this is what I want to say about the Philadelphia Phillies, baby. We're going all the way. Ain't nothing stopping us. Like I told you from the beginning of the season – we gotta win by the bat. We gonna live by it. We gonna die by it, baby. And this season is our season. They said it's now or never. But what I say is now and forever. We going to the championship, baby. Nobody's gonna be able to stop us. I don't care if it's Hold up, baby. Let me be wise. I don't care if it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Yankees, whoever. We're going to take the tour, baby. Because y'all coming to the Red Beach tomorrow, baby. You want to see a sea of red, blue, and we're going to get ready to rock, baby. And what I want all the Philly people and fans to do is to always care and let these guys get one win in Philly. Because we're the best. And guess what? Tomorrow, you're going to see the best team, the World Series champions, and we're going to make this run because the best is going to come alive, baby, and the pitchers going to do just enough. And guess what? When we get the Eagles, baby, we're going to go 5-0. So this is a double header. We're going to go P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-G-O-S. We're the best, and we're ready to bring the noise.
Well, appreciate it.
The bounce back game is strong.
I got to say, he even pulled off the spelling.
Yeah. You know, which is hard to do.
Sometimes that throws people off, right? And if Phillies is not a word people chant and spell as often as Eagles.
No, he did.
I was a little nervous he was gonna stumble over the Philly spelling just because it's not something we typically have to chant with.
He stumbled a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he bounced back strong, and then he just got stronger, and his momentum grew as he went through his rant.
It was not good, how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah, it always is. Good call, by the way, because I mean we can't have a voice crack to start us off.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, we will get to Chris, and look, we could consider, you know, today Will was our Trey Turner. Mm-hmm. Chris could be, let's say, we'll call him our Bryce Harper. We'll go to our Kyle Schwarber next. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Jeff, what's up, man?
How we doing, buddy?
That was a seamless transition with Phillies and Eagles. That was awesome.
I was like impressed. It's a good start, and we needed a good start today. A bad chance to start the day is bad omen. We can't have that around here.
And I like Chris, but I can really understand what was saying. Like, I can understand every word he said. I can understand the words that he was spelling. You know, didn't have to put the ear
enunciation
in the ear. Yeah, yeah. Will had it going on.
All right. Listen, sometimes you got to make a change to the lineup, and like the Phillies, right? They shifted things, and here we are. So you got to do it sometimes. Yep.
So I like the hitters to be they're the ones that have to pick it up, because in the past series, that you know, playoff series, that's ultimately what failed us. Was the hitting?
Well, it has been, especially, and Jeff, the part that has been the the most difficult thing has been that not just failing, but they've gone completely cold for long stretches. Like, you know, especially in a five-game series, you go cold for two straight games.
Yeah, it's a kiss the baby.
You're out. I mean, you're in just big trouble.
You've got to get to the Dodgers early, but their starters are good. You know, they're damn near as good as ours. But their bullpen is trash. So if you can get runs on them early, this series will be over early because we're going to absolutely destroy their bullpen.
You go back to the September series. The Phillies didn't touch their starters, but then they scored, I think, in the first two games, 15 runs off that Dodger bullpen. Yeah.
The Reds scored almost all their runs off the Dodger bullpen.
Yep.
My guy is Trey Turner, and I believe in him. I just hope that he's completely healed because the mental aspect of his game is there. It's been there all year. I just think that he's going to be the key, and if his hamstring is holding up, then I think we're going to be fine.
It's a great X factor. We're going to have Trey on the show. He's calling in today, Hugh, at 11:30. We're going to ask him how the hamstring's feeling.
Yeah.
Two things with Trey that I think are important for this series. Number one, obviously, is health, right? I'd imagine based on them playing him this past Sunday in the final regular season game, Hugh, I can't imagine they would have put him on the field if he wasn't fully healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's okay. The one thing, and we're not going to know this until his first at-bat tomorrow, is his timing there. He's had two at-bats in basically 3.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Remember, he got hurt in the first weekend of September. Then
yeah.
He played last Sunday, but that's such a little sample. So is his timing there? Because, like, he's going to have to face Shohei Ohtani to start the game. Like, is his timing there? Is he seeing the ball the right way? So that's going to be key. If he's the Trey of the regular season, that's more than good enough. He won the batting title. He ignited the offense. They need that guy. And, Hugh, he's one of those guys in October that's when he's hot, and then when he's gone cold, he's gone ice cold.
Yeah, it needs to be one of those things where you need to jump out on them as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Yep.
You need to get this first game. You know, you get this first game, get that little bit of that pressure off. You put some of the pressure on the Dodgers, and just make this fan base feel better, man. Because you know there's still a little trepidation going into this, especially knowing how it hit played out the last couple seasons.
A lead tomorrow can really jump on them early, get a couple runs off Ohtani early.
Yeah.
This place will be electric, and Ohtani's never pitched in an environment like this. Remember, Shohei Ohtani, for all he's done, has not pitched in the postseason yet. He just hasn't done that. Last year, he was just a DH. He was still coming back from his Tommy John. He didn't pitch last year in the postseason, and I'm sure he pitched in big moments in Japan, but like he's never pitched in an environment like this. Maybe they can rattle him a little bit tomorrow night on the mound. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. How we doing?
This is just a calm before the storm that's about to hit us tomorrow. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I'm glad you finally came around to reason and logic and are locked in today, and you're vibrating on the frequency, the third eye.
He's not that locked in. I mean,
I am locked in.
Yeah, I mean, he did say he was hell diving or whatever the hell that is.
Hell divers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, as long as he knows that it's our destiny to win this year, I don't care about anything else because that's all that's important, right? On that frequency, you're correct. Guys, I mean, we just got to get right into it. Philadelphia, you ready? Red October has arrived. It's time to make history. Our Phillies are ready to put our championship names into the record books. Let's review the blueprint because it's now the winning formula for us. Thompson has figured out the outfield and turned our weakness into a strength, not only defensively, but offensively. We got Marsh, Kepler, Bader, the great signing, and Castellano, who bought into being a rotational player. And this guy is giving up himself, his career, to win a ring. That's the mentality of a winning team. That's the mentality of a championship. This has added length to our lineup, and which is what we desperately needed at the bottom of the team. And now we got it. JT's found the fountain of youth. In the second half, he looks like more prime JT. Scott Turner settled into their offensive roles by striking fear and proposing pitchers and catchers because of their ability to steal bases and cause complete chaos, complete pandemonium on the base path. Schwarber charged up and is channeling his inner Ryan Howard. He bagged 57 Schwarber bombs this year with 132 ribbons. We haven't seen that since the big piece Now we got it. Another year of destiny. And the captain. The most beloved. The three-hole hitter. Like someone else today. MV3. Bryce Harper is ready. He's ready to put the exclamation mark on a career, a Hall of Fame career with the ring. I know some may question our pitching, but for the first time this era, we shortened the game to 8 innings because in the 9th inning, we dropped a tarantula on them. This is it. The red freight train is barreling down the tracks towards destiny. We're turning it city red. We're flooding the streets red. Break the ball. Let's go, Billy. Ring the bell.
Appreciate it, Chris. Bounce back from Chris there?
It was all right.
All right.
It was all right. He stumbled a couple times. Mm. I'm a hard grader. As much as my ass on this station every day stumbles over words.
I know,
I'm a hard grader.
You really are. It's self-awareness, a little bit lacking here.
I'm only allowed to stumble as much as
the bar was low from the last time with the voice crack.
He did a good job. Chris, I'll pick it with you. You did a good job.
Good job, Chris. Voice stayed strong. 215-592-9494. Is this series on the Phillies pitching or is it on the bats? Where do you come down? Tom Kelly, Al Morgani will join us on the other side. Those guys are at every Sunday home game before the game. They've been on this ride the whole time. They're with us on the other side. Your phone calls as well and your X Factor for the series. It is the Midday Show live from Stateside Live for 94 WIP's Red October Rally. On the other side, Al and TK on Sports Radio 94 WIP. NFL Sunday's coming. You got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is coming in with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now FanDuel's making it even better. This week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers get a 50% prop boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account because that's what Sundays should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app. Get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a 3-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep right field. Ethier turns and he watches this one sail deep into the pavilion seats and right. Phillies lead in the eighth on a pinch hit. 2-run home run from Matt Stairs. 7-5. Phillies lead it.
Oh, my. You talk about silencing about 55,000 people.
Woo. Green light on 3-1 and he smokes it. Deep to right field, and the Phillies have the lead again.
What a call. What a moment. 17 years ago this October, Matt Stairs in L.A. against the Dodgers. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show broadcasting from Stateside Live for 94 WIP's Red October Rally. If you're coming down today, by the way, it's not a dress rehearsal, as Hugh Douglas thought it was. You can actually come by and be with us. Lot S to park, and you can come and walk directly into Stateside Live. All right, Hugh, we are joined by a couple guests. We're going to have guests on all day. I mean, next hour, High Hopes, guys, Trey Turn, 11:30. How about our first guest today? Two voices you hear leading into many Phillies games on Sundays, Tom Kelly, Al Morgani. Guys, how we doing? Tom?
You want to answer first, Al?
I'm doing great. How can you not be doing great? What a time of the year down here. What time of the year in Philly? It's awesome.
It's amazing. TK, what do you feel?
Doing awesome, Joe. Can't wait for tomorrow night. Hopefully it's the beginning of a long red October this year.
Well, I think we all hope it is and feel it is. And the fact that we get the Dodgers. So what do you guys think about the Dodgers first? Because there's two ways to look at this. Like, we got to face probably the other best team in baseball first. Or you could look at it as there's no way they could sleepwalk their way into the playoffs. They have to be ready from first pitch tomorrow. Al, how do you look? Because you don't usually get these matchups in the division around where this is probably the two World Series favorites.
Yeah, I would prefer it was a 7-game series.
Me too.
Going into this, not going to lie, it's like the winner should win the World Series. That's the way it is. I mean, you've got, I think, despite the Brewers' record or whatever, the Yankees aren't that good. I mean, to me, I mean, it sounds simple, but it's the best of five World Series. And if you want to really boil it down, things could happen afterwards, obviously, but that's the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are terrifying, Joe. I mean, they're extremely talented. Their lineup is just...
Well, he's not wrong.
They
are.
You
got to get you a puppy.
I mean, they're pretty scary. I mean, that lineup's really good. That being said, I'm confident in the Phillies. I mean, I feel so much better as a fan, watches the team every day, about the team going into the postseason this year than last year. I mean, last year they weren't playing well, 35-34 in their last 69, and I heard you guys coming in. I mean, you're right, Joe. They're playing their best baseball at the right time this year. Hopefully that carries over to next week.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, last year, TK, we kind of put our head in the sand. We tried to pretend they could turn it on, but the signs were there for 3 months. Right? They were trending down. This year's team is not. It's the opposite. And now they have something now that they haven't had in any of these postseasons, which is Duran at the back end of a game. And
yeah.
When I look at this series, that feels like the area we should win and yeah. we need to win. The back end, like starting pitching, I'd say theirs is a little bit better, but ours should be able to be close to it, right? And then the offenses are both good. Their offense is better. Ours can be good and probably just as deep.
Yeah,
but that bullpen for us, that needs to be great. And for Duran, he needs to be perfect in this series.
Yeah, L.A. did that to their bullpen too, so you look at it that way. Kirkring's a key to me. If he can, you know, he has periods where he's really good. But if I had to boil it down, like if I went all nerd on it, if I boiled this down, the fact that you've lost the best pitcher in baseball, Wheeler, I mean, that's a huge difference in this. But to me, this comes down to two things. Shortstop, if you go around the diamond in this, it's an amazing thing if you go around the diamond and compare. Look at first base. Two Hall of Famers going around. Look at where you look at the shortstops, where you've got going on there. One having a strong second half, one coming back and healthy. Third base, coming back healthy, boom, all of a sudden hot. It's, to me, it comes down to shortstops, obviously the bullpen, and that guy in center field.
Bader?
But the other side, I mean...
Páez.
Look at those two. Yeah. Who expected that? It's a remarkable head-to-head everywhere, and including injury situations coming back. I don't think I've ever seen where you go down it and say, this position, and it's like just a nod one way or the other. It is really, it's a cool, cool series. I give the Phillies the edge if they win game one. Because this crowd, if that pitcher for L.A. has a rough outing, this place will
go bananas. And I was telling Joe that, man. Yeah. I was telling him because the energy that we had here for an intra-squad scrimmage.
30,000.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's like, you know, we always go back and forth about what this town is. This is a sports town. There's no question about it. And when you get in positions like this, a situation like this, we already had a Eagles parade. We're trying to have another one, man. And that's what makes this town so unique.
Well, and with the Ohtani point tomorrow night, guys, look, he's the best player I've ever seen. He's the best baseball player in the world. But he's never pitched in this. First of all, he's never pitched in the postseason, right? Last year he couldn't pitch, and obviously he never made it with the Angels. He's never pitched in this kind of environment. I know they have a great baseball environment in Japan, but I can't imagine anything is quite like this. Al, I'm with you. And he hasn't pitched since September 23rd. I wonder if his command's going to be a little erratic in the first inning, maybe a walk or two. Like that. If we could jump on Ohtani, Al, I think it changes the entire series.
Yeah, think of the energy they just got when Realmuto threw him out.
Yes, yes. in an April game.
Really, yes. Yes, what should we get from that? I mean, that's huge. I mean, it's a huge series, man. I think, baseball's got to just, they would want this at the end, I guess. But you look at it, what a way to get everybody involved. This is the showcase.
It is, and it starts tomorrow night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a call, and then I want to throw something about Rob Thompson at these two guys, especially about a big decision he has to make early in this series. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Joe, Hugh, what's up, guys?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Steve, what's up, pal?
So before I get to my rally cry I made, I was telling a friend the other day on what they should do to Ohtani. Because I was researching about his translator. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was in a federal prison in PA. So what about the fans start chanting eBay? The rattle.
You mean the dude that took the heat for
the
charges? The
one that took the fall, yeah.
He took the charges.
Yeah.
I like that.
Fans?
We can chant the fall guy's name at him.
Yeah.
But they were supposed to be good friends, too, and he sent him off to jail.
He got to take that heat. Got to take the charges.
But I don't know if that was fuel, Tani, or hurt us. That's the problem. I don't want karma coming back.
Do we like the idea of chanting his name or, like, where's your bookie? That kind of works.
No, I would do it like, come on, like how he did Shride, or you got to do eBay.
Oh, yeah, it works. eBay. That does work as a chant.
What do you think, a golf tournament?
I tell you what, I kind of worry about him being the kind of guy that goes the other way, though.
Yeah, he might.
Like, he might decide, okay, I'm throwing 101, I'm going to shove them.
Well, he's kind of like a robot. He got in trouble last year and then went out and won the MVP. Like, I
don't think it really affects him too much.
Probably not.
But I think Ohtani was guilty anyway. Like, how can you not know that millions and billions of dollars are missing?
I need an Ohtani was guilty sign at Citizens Bank Park tomorrow night.
I believe he was.
We got to get in his head, Hugh. What do you mean? Is that doing
it? No, I'm just saying.
Guilty!
I love it. If we can get an Ohtani's head the way we did Strider, I'm all for that. What do you think? The series on the arms or the bats?
I believe it's going to be the bats because we got to have a great discipline approach at the plate. That's what cost us the last 3 years, like I've been saying. Great discipline is going to win this series along with lights out pitching. Now,
well, and they're deeper, Steve. I mean, that's such a huge part of this, that the lineup is deeper. Right. Steve, appreciate it, man. One thing it's so obvious at how they're deeper is, TK, last year Castellanos was the cleanup hitter against the Mets. He's not even going to start probably 4 out of the 5 games. He'll probably start the Snell game against the lefty, but he's just a part-time player now. He was our cleanup guy last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Joe, I just have a feeling that Castellanos is going to make an impact in this series. I think he's going to get opportunities because the way you look at the lineup's probably going to be structured. It's probably going to be Marsh, then either JT or Bader, and then Kepler.
Yep.
Assuming that the Dodgers have a lefty on the mound for some of those situations, which I think they will, I think Castellanos is going to get a few chances in this series, late in games, to get a hit, and I just have a feeling he's going to come through. He's thrived in that role kind of in the last couple weeks. I think the more he gets familiar with it. So I think Castellanos will get some opportunities. I think he's going to make an imprint on this.
Are you calling for a Castellanos-Matt Stairs moment against the Dodgers?
Oh, heck.
You know what? I'll call for it. I'll say it's going to happen.
He could have that opportunity.
He will. He's going to have that opportunity.
And absolutely. I actually think he's done better in these pinch hitting spots the last few weeks. I love the way Topper managed him this year. I know it was awkward at times, but he saw what needed to be done. He's not a good defender anymore, and he was declining as a player, and he kind of transitioned him to this role now. Hopefully he delivers. All right, let's get to Topper and the role he's going to play in this series. Because, guys, for as talented as a team the Phillies have, they do have a team that needs to be managed a lot, right? Like, they only have one starter right now, Sanchez, that you feel like, all right, 7 innings, right? You just roll him out there for 7. The other guys, you're going to have to kind of be in the top step of the dugout. When do you want to get him out, 5th, 6th? Do you let him go through the lineup a third time? And then, like you're saying, Tom, the whole idea of pinch hitting and the outfield. But the one decision I didn't think was a decision until Topper was on the morning show earlier this week, when I heard him talk, it sounded like he was considering Aaron Nola for a start.
As he should.
As he should not. And not in this series. Should. All right, where do you guys come down? What would be your reaction if Nola got a start? Because the way I view it is, you only need 3 starters in the series with the off days. I would just keep it simple. It's Sanchez and then Luzardo and Suarez in some order. But your reaction if he gives Nola a start?
I don't think he can do it. I just worry about, especially against this lineup, and we know how things can spiral on Nola quickly.
Yep.
Against this lineup, I mean, he could face 6 hitters, and you could be down a few runs. I wouldn't do it. I'd go with the 3 lefties, and especially with the extra off day, like, say Luzardo is going to be the guy you start in game 3, you can use Luzardo tomorrow night.
You
like, you could still have him in play tomorrow night, come out late, face Ohtani, face Freeman late in the game. So I know they love Nola, and I know Rob Thompson trusts Nola, but in this situation, I don't think it would be the right decision to start him.
Hugh, listen to him.
No, because I don't – well, TK, with all due respect, I hear what you're saying.
He starts that, and then he disrespects.
No, I know.
Because
I
feel like when you talk about this, this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Just like you talk about Castellanos being a part of this, you're going to have to use Nola at some point. And why not use him in this situation to try to help him get his confidence back? But this is the one caveat with that, though, is this. I would have a short leash. He would have a short leash because he can't have any of those innings that he's had in the past where – you know, he'll give up a couple runs and then he'll settle in. He has to know that this is not that type of party. Because, like I said, this first game, to me, is the absolute most crucial in this series.
That's why if you do it with Nola, it's one time through the order and that's it.
Like Syndergaard in 22.
Exactly. Yeah, in this series.
Yeah. Al, where do you come down on Nola? Look, the guy's had a wonderful career. He's a great Philly, but he had a 6 ERA this season.
I'm way more horrified of him coming out of the bullpen than starting a game. Way more. Because if that bad inning is, you can't have it.
It happens in the middle innings, you're cooked.
Well, yeah. It depends where that series is, but I wouldn't be opposed to it, especially, I mean, I know people will say it doesn't matter lefty-lefty, right? But I think it kind of might.
To break up the
Phillies lefty. Yeah, to see what they're seeing, how they're hitting. I wouldn't say it's crazy to do it. There's something to me, look, I like this manager. I've told TK before, he reminds me of a hockey manager that manages ice time to make sure everybody's still involved. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to get 23 minutes. It's like, and I think there's something to that. And I think there's something to money in the bank with Nola, that he's got some money in the bank here. He's done so much. I know he's had some bad ones too, but I would lean towards starting him. And I know people would flip out if it goes bad. It's a tough decision, but I would lean toward there. But, you know, we've seen already guys leave guys in too long. And the Yankees manager screwed up either way and you know, managed to win the series. So I would lean towards starting him rather than coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, because I look at it like this, Joe. If you start him, you can mitigate that damage a little bit easier, as opposed to having him, you know, out there in the later innings.
Or we could not pitch him and not have the damage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
He doesn't have to pitch.
That is true, yeah.
I mean, look, I get your point, and I get the idea of money in the bank, and I don't think the moment would get to him. It's just
no.
He's just not been the same guy this season.
Go say what you was about to say. He stinks. That's what you about to say.
This season he stunk, right? I mean, he has 6 year A. Let's call it for what it is.
Well, look at it from the other side. If you're a Dodger fan, if you're going into game three, how do you feel better with who on the mound?
I think it's a good way to look at it. If you ask the Dodgers, give them truth serum, do you want Nola to start a game in this series? I think they say yes. I think their batters say yeah.
I think they.
I mean, I think his track record would prove that they probably not.
Six ERA this season.
No, I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying, but it's still probably not. They probably would want to see. They probably want to go with the guy that they don't know, but they wouldn't want to see him.
Let's go to Jamal in Philly. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's up? So I wanted to just say something to Hugh. Hugh, I called in the other day. I don't know if you remember, and I was saying that you dropped gems, but sometimes, like, you totally missed the mark. With this one, you totally missed the mark. Like, I don't even want to see him in the playoffs unless we need maybe one game to win the whole series and we up, like, 3-0 or something like that. Give him a shot or whatever.
Wait, but you talking about Nola.
Yeah, he said you're dropping the ball on this one here.
No, not at all, man. This is a – like, Jamal, don't you feel like this is going to be a series – that there's going to be contributions by a little bit of everybody and guys that we have not been depending on all season long? Are you at the racetrack?
What the hell is going on?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in traffic. No, I'm in traffic.
No, I can hear the traffic.
It's zooming by fast, yeah.
Well, you said racetrack. All right, so anyway, say no. But listen, my whole thing is, remember how we lost the World Series? Who we put on the mound to lose the World Series?
See, but to me,
right?
Well, see, I wasn't here for the World Series.
My fault.
No, Nola did not have a great World Series.
No.
I was here for that. I don't remember that. I don't recall.
It still happened, even though you weren't here.
Who would have thought? You just thought the world stopped in the, you know, 15 years.
Hey, no need to pile on. I'm just saying. I don't have that frame of reference. That's all.
When Hugh Douglas came back to Philadelphia,
that's when life started again.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me throw this at you guys with Topper. And I think we all like Topper. And I like the way you framed the way he keeps everyone involved, yeah. Al. One thing, if you go and look at the three postseasons he's managed here, he's had a very quick hook in the postseason on starters. If you look at the pitches and the innings they've thrown, if you take Wheeler out, right, because his games tended to go longer, except the World Series Game 6. But for the most part, he let him go into the 7th. He's only let these starters pitch like 13 outs. Like, he gets them out in the 5th inning of games. Would you... Should he do that in this series, or should he let these guys go?
I think he's going to let them go. You look at the organization he came from. They pull a guy early and lose a game, and then they let a kid go.
Yeah, and they win.
And they get energy from it. I think that I still think there's a learning process going on with postseasons in baseball where you know, you figure it out, even like the Phillies with a scrimmage or whatever. I think he's going to lean toward letting guys go. I think that's the smart way to go.
Well, I think it's a feel thing, but I have trust in Sanchez and Suarez and even Lizardo now. I know he went through a phase of the year where, you know, things would kind of spiral out of control on him. I feel like he's kind of gotten that under control, and I just trust that more than going to your bullpen early because, I mean, you look at that bullpen, I still have faith in Duran. I mean, you got Robertson, Strom, Banks, but besides those guys.
I know. That's my biggest concern in this series, those middle innings.
Right. And in this series, Joe, I don't know how you guys feel, but like Walker Buehler I think could be useful to you. I don't know if I'd like him in this series, though, because the Dodgers are so familiar with him that I don't feel all that comfortable putting him out there in those spots. But I think when you look at the managerial edge in this series, I do think it's the Phillies. I mean, I don't like the way Dave Roberts manages in the postseason. I think he overmanages at times. And I do trust Hopper more than Roberts in this series.
Yeah, I hope he keeps the starters in longer. I mean, Sanchez has earned the right to do that. And I know Lizardo's numbers overall don't look spectacular, but he had those two horrendous starts, like starts you never see. You give 20 runs in those two games. Other than that, I like Lizardo. And I think watching him here when he pitches with this crowd, I hope he pitches game two. I think he feeds off the energy of Philadelphia. Lizardo strikes me as a guy that's going to be better in the postseason. I think the energy of this place, of this crowd, I trust him. And if it's the fifth inning and there's two guys on, I'd rather just keep him in the game. I think he can get a strikeout rather than, you know, go get Kerkering or someone out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I do too. Kerkering to me is a real key.
Yeah.
Because of, no matter, you're not going to go the nine, right?
Right.
Probably not going to go in the eighth. That he's a guy that could really be critical if he goes on one of his heaters as much as he's on a heater. It might just be a space heater, but it's a heater. He goes there, but it's only a short time. You can get away with it.
Yeah, you can. No, and they need him. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Who's your Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Guys, it's time to start this World Series run. All year we fought. All year we've been one of the best teams. It's time tomorrow we paint the city red. It's time for the best rotation to mow down Ohtani, Betts, and Betts and Freeman. It's time to smack these fraud Dodgers around tomorrow, man. They got that weak bullpen. Tomorrow we show Ohtani you're in Philly. Tomorrow we show their manager.
Frauds. He's calling the Dodgers frauds.
Yeah, he's been doing that. Yeah.
They're frauds. And it's time to tell their manager, Ohtani's manager, to bet on the Phillies this time. With his little scheming ass, his scamming ass, because we're locked this time to win this World Series. It's legacy time. It's time to submit this postseason of one of the most epic runs in baseball history. We have the experience right now. We have the star power. We have the bet. We have Schwarber. We have Harper. We have Turner. And we have the X Factor is Bader, who's never been scared. Tomorrow, the MLB will be put on notice. We have unfinished business, guys. We have the mastermind, Topper. Topper, it's time to play chess with these guys. It's time for the platoon master to push the buttons like he's been pushing all year. It's time for him to cement his legacy as one of the best Philly managers in history, man. It's time for the Fightins to go on this quest and finish this thing, because we're the Fightins, and all we do is fight, fight, fight. And we're going to win this World Series starting tomorrow. We beat down the Dodgers.
Love it, Terrence, man. Appreciate the phone call. I'm not sure about the frauds thing with the Dodgers, but we could beat our chest a little bit today. It's a Red October.
I like it.
I like the Topper nickname, the Platoon Master.
Yes,
yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, it has worked. Topper's platoon has changed the entire season, and he had the courage to do it, even though obviously Castellanos didn't love it. All right, before we let you guys go, coming up next, the I Hopes guys will join us at 11:30. Trey Turner will be part of the show.
Ooh,
give us an X Factor, each of you, a Phillies X Factor. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that? A week from now, let's say this goes five. No, so a week from Monday, we're talking about this name. Who's the X factor if the Phillies win the series? Al?
Turner. He's got to be their best player. And there's moments he has been.
Yep.
And the defense has to be solid. And that's what you were worried about him coming into the season. He's making routine plays now, which sounds stupid. But
everyone's magnified now.
But yeah. Everyone is magnified, and you got wheels to get going, to get on base, because the real estate's valuable from first to second. So to me, he's the key. And I look at that matchup at shortstop. Shortstop and center field are the two matchups I'm looking at and saying, man, because their guy can kill you too.
No question.
I'm going with Al's guy. I'm going with Alec Bohm. Al's a big Alec Bohm fan. I think he's going to be in that cleanup spot. It sounds that way. And they need him to hit, because that would protect Bryce Harper, make the Dodgers have to pitch to Bryce. You can't allow them to pitch around him. So I think Alec Boehm's going to be a massive factor in this.
We agree a little bit.
There you go. You both had Boehm.
Yeah, we both had Boehm.
Well, and we've seen these Octobers. Once Boehm stops hitting, they stop pitching to Bryce. Yep. I mean, it's and I would do the same thing. So, yeah, let's hope he hits from the jump in this series. Guys, appreciate you. You'll both be on tomorrow around the game?
Yep, I'll be on from 10 to 2 with Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski. I will be on after the game, after Jack and James.
All right, awesome. We appreciate Al Morgani, Tom Kelly being with us at the Red October Rally at Stateside Live. All right, coming up on the other side, the High Hopes guys, Jack Fritz, James Seltzer, they will be with us 11:30 today. Trey Turner joins the show. It is the Midday Show from Stateside Live for our Red October Rally on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.